Hello, Cleveland. Welcome. My name is Greg Coleridge with the Northeast Ohio American Friends Service Committee, and welcome to this half hour of sharing with you the results of a gathering this past weekend called the People's Justice and Peace Convention. More than 300 people last Friday night attended this People's Justice and Peace Convention, opening keynote address by a prominent and active African-American minister, Reverend Jawanza Colvin of Olivet Institutional Baptist Church. That's where we met both Friday night and Saturday. And then on Saturday, 200 people attended the all-day convention featuring 30 workshops that proposed planks in five tracks dealing with the areas of justice, those being international justice, racial, social justice, economic justice, political justice, and environmental justice. A smaller group attended Sunday to amend, add to, and finalize the planks, our People's Peace and Justice platform that we will present right at the end of this event today to representatives of the RNC and next weekend to the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. The mission statement of our convention is this, quote, "Current public policies disproportionately benefit corporations and the wealthiest individuals and promote and expand U.S. militarism, while the concerns of the vast majority of people are ignored, distorted, and or manipulated for political and or economic gain. The People's Convention will include a diversity of voices and experiences transcending any one political party or perspective. Its purpose is to lift up issues and problems that the Republican National Convention and Democratic National Convention will not authentically address and to collectively agree to solutions we will develop. A people's justice and peace platform that will achieve just, nonviolent, democratic, and sustainable results. The five core principles of our convention are radical amazement, radical hospitality, circle of compassion that includes all sentient beings and ecosystems, good stewardship, and truth, reconciliation, and reparation. What follows for each of the five tracks is the vision and sampling of proposed policy planks that make up our People's Justice and Peace platform.
My name is Mike Fiala. I'm with the Cleveland Catholic Worker and the Cleveland Nonviolence Network and Witness Against Torture.
And IRTF.
And IRTF.
Don't leave me
out. The vision. The United States, the vision of the economic justice issue area of the People's Convention. The United States is a very wealthy country. Its wealth was built on multiple injustices and violences, especially toward workers and the people of marginalized races, particularly black people through slavery and the First Nations by stealing and commodifying land. Through imperialism, these injustices continue globally. A just economy must place at its center the welfare of workers and each person, not corporations, local communities, not remote powers. The great wealth of the U.S. must be shared with all that they may participate in local, economic, political, and cultural life. We name it democracy and community, and may develop their potential, the individual person's unique contribution. Practice. Achieving a just economy will involve practices of redistribution of wealth to ensure abundance for all, reparation to address historical exploitation and injustice, participation at all levels of decision-making by the people and communities affected by those decisions. this is a sample of five planks on our economic justice issue area. Increase the minimum wage to a $15 an hour and index it to inflation. Federally funded universal early childhood education. Think about it. Federally funded universal early childhood education. Recognize housing as a human right by investing more funding in the creation of permanently affordable housing, particularly the federal home program. Recognize that health care is a human right by enacting and implementing a publicly funded national health plan that is comprehensive in coverage, removes all financial barriers to care, and meets the human rights standards of universality, equity and allocation of services and resources, public participation at all levels, transparency, and accountable to the public it serves. And finally, farmers, ranchers, fishers, and food workers must receive fair compensation to cover costs of fuel, equipment, processing, seeds, raw materials, and labor to maintain the land or water and to support families and communities. Farmers must be able to save seeds, to ban mergers between seed and food corporations, and to participate in federal nutrition programs such as WIC and SNAP, and sales to government institutions like universities, hospitals, and military bases with fresh local foods. Thank you, Economic Justice Issue Area. All right, Michael, thank you. My name is Don Bryant, and I'm representing the Racial and Social Justice Issues Area today. Racism, sexism, Islamophobia, and violence plague our nation. Police kill people of color with impunity. Black males are incarcerated six times more than white males. Offenses against LGBTQ people go unpunished as hate crimes. Children are gunned down in classrooms. Women are victimized. Native Americans are marginalized and immigrants are scapegoated. We are called to duty to work for justice as people of a nation that have the capacity to make change to achieve equality and justice for all, even that guy. Our planks: declare a moratorium on deportations of unauthorized immigrants. Increase refugee.
Tell them where the rainbow gathering is.
Increase refugee administrations. Increase refugee admissions from war-torn nations and implement humane, comprehensive immigration reform to bring an estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants into legal status. Number two, all women must have the right to make their own personal decision about their reproductive health care. Thus, abortion must be a safe and legal option for all women. Number three, stop police brutality and racially biased practices of the police, the courts, and the U.S. legal system. End solitary confinement and torture of prisoners with accountability for torture in all U.S.-controlled prisons. Number four, protection from discrimination under a federal law for LGBTQ people and enforce the right to have intimate partners of their choices, regardless of their sex, sexual orientation, or gender identity. And finally, number five, the United States Congress should hold congressional hearings and form a task force or commission be formed for reparations for the descendants of Africans who were enslaved in the United States of America for centuries, and pay reparations on behalf of those descendants of enslaved Africans in America from the government of the United States of America. Thank you very much. Have a seat.
Okay.
Environmental. When do we want it?
When do we want it?
Now!
My name is Michael Malampy. I represent the Northeast Ohio Sierra Club. And I'm going to read the Environmental Justice Vision for the People's Justice and Peace Convention. The People's Justice and Peace Convention acknowledges that people are only one component of many complex life systems on Earth. In order to maintain a healthy, thriving community within this environment, the PJPC recognizes that human beings have a right to clean air, clean water, healthy soil, a stable climate, and Earth's biological diversity. We are also committed to the principle that everyone deserves a decent standard of living, made possible through the use of clean energy with access to a living wage, healthy food, quality housing free of dangerous contamination, and excellent educational resources. Poor communities, which are often communities of color, are routinely selected as sites for industrial activities that result in poisoned air, water, and land, and consequent health problems to the surrounding community. We recognize that there are significant social, racial, and institutional inequities that must be addressed in order for environmental justice to be realized.
The first plank: the world's poor will be the first and hardest hit by global climate chaos. Therefore, global climate change dictates that the United States and the world must justly transition from fossil fuels to clean, renewable energy sources, such as water, wind, solar, geothermal, and to sustainable agriculture with the greatest urgency. Appropriate subsidies must be provided to help workers make the transition away from jobs in the fossil fuel industry and towards sustainable energy jobs. Workers should not have to decide between earning a living wage by polluting the environment or not earning a living wage at all. The protection of global biodiversity must be given higher priority. Funding for biological preserves and the protection of endangered species must be greatly increased. Local indigenous populations must be invited to participate in the development of areas that protect biodiversity, honoring all treaties.
Yeah. We oppose trade agreements that elevate the principle of free trade above environmental justice and food safety. Instead, we support trade between nations where trade rules support environmental rights and human rights. In addition, trade agreements must comply with international agreements and limit carbon emissions. The right of local communities to regulate activities that impact their environment must be protected. We recognize that pollution is a form of trespass, whether performed by government or individuals, and should be punished by courts under the common law.
My name is Stephanie. I'm a member of the Cleveland Nonviolence Network. How are you, Cleveland? I'm presenting the International Justice Vision and Platform Planks today. The vision for international justice to be achieved is to build international justice. All countries must view themselves as a community within a community committed to nonviolent resolution of conflict and equitably shared resources. To achieve this, we support several policy initiatives, including, here's a plank, end the violent militaristic response to terrorism. Treat terrorist attacks as the international crime scenes that they are, rather than as acts of war. Cooperate with international organizations such as the UN and Interpol to locate, apprehend, and prosecute suspected terrorists in the International Criminal Court. End military interventions, regime change, and covert operations. use nonviolent methods to weaken international terrorists like ISIS and prevent the spread of terrorism by imposing arms embargoes on all factions. Provide humanitarian aid and use legal, diplomatic, financial, economic, and law enforcement tools. War does not work for long-term security. Cancel the $1 trillion nuclear weapons escalation. Abolish nuclear weapons! End the research, testing, and stockpiling of all nuclear weapons. The Nuclear Weapons Modernization Plan provokes a new nuclear arms race, increasing the risk of nuclear accident or war. Halt U.S. drone attacks and ban the export of attack drones and supporting systems. End the use of drones for targeted assassinations. Finally, audit the Pentagon. End Pentagon waste, fraud, and abuse. Cut Pentagon spending by at least 25% and redirect saved billions to meet critical domestic needs.
And finally, the arena of political justice, where we think our friends on the left and the right and everyone in between can come together and find common ground. The vision is that our political system is in fundamental crisis. Many believe our government isn't broken, but fixed to benefit the rich and mega corporations. We need systemic change and affirm these principles. One person, one vote. Voting as a human right. Easy to do with vote counting integrity. Election systems that more fairly represent women and people of color. How's this for something radical? Those affected by political decisions be included in the making of those decisions. And only human beings possess inalienable constitutional rights. Using those principles as a basis, here are our planks. One, abolish electronic voting machines in political elections. Two, end corporate rule by passing the We the People Amendment, HJR 48, which declares that artificial entities such as corporations do not have constitutional rights and that money is not free speech.
That's right.
Third, again, another radical idea. Amend the U.S. Constitution, guaranteeing every citizen the right to vote,
yeah,
including the formerly incarcerated.
Yeah.
Fourth, provide equal access to ballot and debates to all political parties and all independent candidates. And finally, number five, provide free and equal media access to all candidates who meet certain universal political requirements. Thus is our proposed People's Platform that we will in a few minutes head from here to the Cuyahoga County headquarters of the Republican National, or I guess the Republican Party of Cuyahoga County, to drop off the full planks. In the meantime, jot this down. By Monday of next week, we will have online the full list of planks. You can find that at this address, pjpc2016.org. That's pjpc2016.org. That is the website of the People's Justice and Peace Convention.
Friends, some final words from our beloved sister Maria Smith, who was not able to be here but was such an incredible source of convening this whole People's Justice and Peace Convention. Here's her words that she asked to be shared to all of you. She says, I hope this platform ushers in the narrative of love. That narrative floats often on the margins of political discourse. A narrative of love that has been grossly discounted and underestimated. This narrative of love ends name-calling so we can listen to each other without fear. It ends the false justifications for violence in all its forms, killing and all the isms that hurt us. Brothers and sisters, love will in the end surprise even the most skeptical because it will ultimately show itself as the creative force that dispels hatred and leads us to justice. May all who read and hear this platform, even with its warts and flaws, accept it as a labor of love to all of you. Maria Smith.
Thank you very much.